So, hello everyone and welcome to another Top Work podcast. Today we are interviewing Kevin Mansell-Abel, the founder of That Media Group. So Kevin, thank you very much for coming on. And would you like to start by telling us a bit more about who you are and what you do?
Hi, my name's Kevin. I run a design studio, design and marketing studio, That Media Group. It's something I've done for the last 14, nearly 15 years. So it'll be a big year next year. What started as a design studio moved into marketing. I'm really passionate about solving people's problems within their businesses and helping them communicate that with customers, partners. There's often opportunities to do things better or differently, and it's that challenge and the why people do stuff that I get really excited about. So I've got different hats on different days. Sometimes it's design focused, sometimes it's marketing comms. A lot of the time, it's also entrepreneurship, enterprise, and supporting various programs, universities, to equip other people with the skills to see self-employment and entrepreneurship as an opportunity and something to take advantage of. So different hats on different days, depends who's asking. I've got slightly different roles, but all covering the design, comms, marketing, enterprise kind of arena.
It sounds good. And I think, branding and marketing, fit together quite a lot. And how and when did you get started?
So I got started almost by accident when I was about 20. I suppose I'd be 20. I left school not knowing exactly what I wanted to do. I followed a career in art and design. Off the back of that, I went and did a design degree, and it was during that design degree, in the start of the second year, I entered a competition, just a very small competition, which turned into what I thought would be picture in the paper, prize, CV kind of piece. Turned out to be a £1,000 prize, a 4-day work placement, which with the rapport and relationship I built with that organization, soon turned into an opportunity, a project that lasted about 1.5 years. As a result, I was then self-employed. So I was juggling university education, doing a full-time degree, while effectively running a business. I had one client, I had other clients, and then I was employing somebody as well. So it all happened very, very quickly, but essentially that's how it started. And from there, I finished university with, I think it was 11 grand in profit. And off the back of that, I had a series of customers, could devote all my time to it. And it's grown, changed, and shaped over the last sort of 15 years. But that was the core part of where it started. There's probably a bit before that although I was studying in school and that kind of thing, I grew up with my parents running a business. So the idea of, enterprise, making your own money and that kind of thing was probably in my blood through, as a kid and teenage years. So that was probably the prerequisite for all of that.
And out of interest, when you entered this competition, going into it, did you have any idea that it might turn into something which, could sustain you pretty much from when you leave uni?
No, the big thing that pushed me to take part in it, there was a big divide within the class as I see it, that a lot of people were committed to the project that they're doing. We're doing university work, we're doing coursework, you've got your modules, exams, all that kind of stuff. So it was an over and above. I was trying to take the long view, thinking, although I don't need this now, there's nothing lost by taking part. And in 18 months, we're all going to be clambering to try and find a role in this industry. This could be a good head start, trial, interview, pitching, this stuff that would be learned from it. So if I got nothing from it but a bit of experience, then that was great. Even when I won it and got the promo, I thought the promo off the back of that would be the big thing, but it turned out to be the relationship. And I still work with the same person now who picked that winning competition all those years ago, and have worked with many of her clients, partners, and continue to do so. And I'm working on a couple of live briefs at the moment, which are ongoing, which are all based and stemmed from that initial project. So did I think it would be that when I started? No, not at all. But it just cements the idea that I have of you don't know where the next opportunity is and what relationship may come of something else. So yeah, that's a big probably backbone to how I think and how I approach stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, it definitely turned out well for you. If you say you're still working with them and it really started everything. And what are the biggest challenges that you faced so far?
Oh, they're big questions. Biggest challenges. I think at the start, the big question is always finding customers. So, where are those customers? Will it work? How much money can I make? Can I sustain what I'm doing? To make sure that it's a viable business, one of the big challenges I had was growth and what that looks like and how that should be. And I think it was a lack of clarity in what I deemed as success. And so I was following a lot of what other people were around me and what I saw that success should be. It should be a bigger office, more people. It should be all these things. And I actually created a business which I didn't like anymore. I didn't want to be, but I had to go through that experience, I think, to find that. So the big challenge was working through that really and understanding how to manage people. Clients as well, that's a big learning curve of relationships with clients. How do you foster those? How do you nurture them? And I'll be honest with you, how do you deal with things go wrong? You know, you've got a client that goes bust, they owe you money. Was that your negligence on credit terms? Or there's been quite a few challenges. I think another part, if you're self-employed, freelance, running a business, is the juggle of life and work and where you sort of draw that line or don't, and how that works. So I think that's a constant juggle and challenge. But as the saying goes, if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life. So where is that work-life balance? I don't know. But that's probably my current juggle to understand how that works when you've got a growing business, planning that growth, but still maintaining that balance. I say that while I'm looking at other new projects and potentially embarking on something twice the size of what I'm doing already. So I don't know. Who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Well, I think it's different for everyone. And out of interest, you said that your idea of success has changed. What do you consider success now?
That is a very big question, and it's a question I, when working with others, always try to get hold of. I think the success now is, I've done a lot of sort of self-learning along my work journey, and I think it's security, balance, opportunity, and the freedom of choice. They're the kind of key markers, I would say. So anything I do, and if I work silly hours or work on projects, if it's what I want to do, and I can do something I want to do every day with people I like working with on projects that I'm excited about, and I get paid for it, and it gives me the choice and the freedom to, well, to either not work or have something or go somewhere or do other things in your personal life through the funds that achieves, that feels like a pretty good balance. So I think control, security, and choice being the biggest thing. Even if you end up doing the same thing, but you're choosing to do it rather than having to do it, I think it's a whole different mindset. And I suppose, that aside, how has that changed? Years ago, I think the finances, and I think that's probably a post-study thing, that money seems the key to everything. And I set myself pretty ambitious goals for 30 when I was 20, when I set things up to go, if it could achieve this by the time I'm 30. And with that marker that came and has come and gone, I've actually felt kind of treading water for a little period of time, going, well, what is the next goal? Because I've achieved the things that I wanted to. But making sure you're then pushing for things and success for the right reasons rather than just vanity or just accumulating stuff for the sake of it. So, I can probably get on my soapbox for hours about my vision and my ideas and what a success is, but hopefully that gives a broad idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a really important thing for many people to take into account. That I think, in recent times, we've seen entrepreneurship kind of be glorified or sort of shown as having a fancy car and having a fancy, holiday house and kind of not really working at all, or maybe having your laptop by the pool or something. But if that's your motivation, then I don't know, you'll
I
give
think this
up before you get anywhere.
really worth sharing that that I've learned about myself, and it's taken years to realize it, but I actually enjoy the journey more than the goal. So if you're chasing the goal, there is some value in that, but actually you have to enjoy the process. Otherwise, I think you will hate the process if you're constantly just chasing the end goal. So I liken it to something you want at Christmas as a kid. So you really want this new pair of trainers. You really, really want it for months and months. It gets to Christmas. By January, there's just another pair of trainers. And actually, the wanting of it can be greater than the having. And that's something I've really learned. And so it's made me question and realign my expectation of what I'm aiming for. And actually realizing it's the journey that I like more. As soon as I finish something or complete or achieve it, I'll be honest, I feel lost. I haven't got the direction. I don't know where I'm going. So the end goal is actually probably the worst bit, which sounds ridiculous. There's a sense of achievement, but the question then comes, well, what's next? What am I heading for? But yeah,
no, I understand. And then following that, what's your most satisfying moment so far?
Satisfying moment. I think there was a step change probably 5 to 7 years ago when the business had grown, or not necessarily grown, but had delivered enough projects that my network of clients, contacts and relationships were enough that the outbound kind of proactive stuff had could subside, and actually people were coming to me. People wanted to work with me on projects. They'd seen what I'd done elsewhere. They'd recommended me. And that kind of stuff feels absolutely, I don't know, the feeling that you get that if somebody is so pleased with something you've done, they've told somebody else, they're encouraging other people to work with you, they're referring you. And that kind of relationship, which has grown and grown in recent years, that I've been asked to do, talks, presentations, help write enterprise programs, how to... loads and loads of different things, but being in a position that the people want to have you part of that team and to work on things, that's a real step change. It's a really nice way to work. So you're focusing on delivering the work and doing the best you can, rather than trying to go and get the business. You can concentrate on actually just doing good, great things. So it's nice, and I think it's a fortunate position to be in. It's taken years to get there, but a nice change when that happened, and kind of a good place that it's in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can see, you know, how that can be very satisfying getting to that point, but also that it must have taken a lot of work to get there, a lot of reaching out to people first.
I think I did everything I could, and it all stems from the project that we discussed right at the start, where there was this opportunity which was just a design project, and it was just a very small thing, and I saw where that went. But it opened my eyes to realizing there's actually opportunities all around. It's just a case of finding them and seeing them. So you've got, I speak to people where they've got they're trying to get design projects, for instance. I share a story where I got a leaflet through the door and it was horrendously designed. So I redesigned it and sent it to them and said, this is a bit crap, but this is what it could be. I ended up working with them for years. And if you can find an opportunity there, there's just masses and massive opportunities. And that's where I think that mindset shift that you're actively seeking them, I think then is an interesting place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, with going back to the story about the leaflets, I think most people wouldn't do something like that just because of the associated risk. You know, it might be that they don't reply, or they just say no, you know, how dare you, ours is perfect, or something. And I think people are probably scared of that risk. But if you're willing to take risks like that, then, well, they can really pay off.
But then I would question, what is the risk that's being taken? So you say, well, I'm giving up a couple of hours. Has anybody died? No. What's the potential? What's the risk? I would say the reward and the return could be far greater than a couple of hours working on a small design project. So when people are questioning that risk reward, I think sometimes it needs a bit of recalibration as to what you're actually risking. Because it's an interesting one in terms of startup, freelancing, running a business. Risk is something that people, you know, often flag as a key concern, but sometimes it's unjustified. Sometimes it is. But actually, the risk is usually just putting yourself out there and getting the knockback. But yeah. I'm a big believer, learn to pick yourself up. You're going to try it 10 times and it's only going to work once. But then I'd say, well, let's try it 100 times and it will work 10 times. So it's not as bad as you think. The world hasn't ended. That thing that you did in school, you stood up, spoke in assembly, you got your lines wrong. It was horrible for 5 minutes. You probably don't even remember it now. Like, the world moves on, and it's not like you're going to be tainted with it for the rest of your life if you designed a leaflet and somebody didn't like it. But yeah, just get a bit of perspective, I suppose, with any of those things.
Absolutely. And I think that's a mindset thing, but an important mindset for people to come to. And would you recommend entrepreneurship to others?
Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. I would never tell anybody to do it. Completely the opposite. I've spent my life since setting up. It was only probably 2 years into running the business that I was the youngest member of the Welsh Government sort of enterprise for youth through the Big Ideas Wales program. It was formerly called something else, but working with schools to encourage other people, because I think it's so important, because I'd probably get on my soapbox for hours about the education system. And while the academic side is there, schools and teachers are under so much pressure to hit so many targets and achieve so many things. And I appreciate adding extra things into the mix has its challenges in itself. But, you know, partnering with things like the Big Ideas Wales program, and, you know, there's the Prince's Trust and there's others that I've been part of, I think it's so valuable. And I look at what I learned from, I think, my parents running a business, and I appreciate that not everybody gets that insight and that experience, but it was the skills, like the ability to see opportunities, there's the ambition, there's the resilience, I think, is a massive part, so it's those knockbacks and get up. So if those things can be taught almost as traits, it's the teach a fisherman to fish rather than giving him the fish, that kind of thing. So I think if young people are equipped with those kind of skills, and their mindset can be questioned and challenged on some ideas, it leads to more, you know, well, resilient, motivated or ambition. It can affect all of those wider things. I've gone off on a tangent. Apologies if I can't remember what the question was, but hopefully those kind of ideas are helpful.
Absolutely. I mean, the question was, you know, would you recommend entrepreneurship to others, which I think you answered very well. And then one final question, and that is, where do you see yourself and your business or future businesses in 5 years' time?
That is a very good question, and it's something I've spent time working on. Over the last, as I said, sort of the first 10 years of the business, there was huge goals and massive, massive sacrifices, primarily in time and financial, that all of the money went into sort of reinvestment into the business, what it was, etc. I've spent a bit of time since sort of leveling out and trying to refine processes and systems given the state of the business. Moving forward from here, the work I enjoy most is working with people where you can really make a change and see a difference, and they value that support. And working in an enterprise education and around this idea of, I suppose, yeah, young people is a core audience that I work with through schools, colleges, universities, and other, to be working with those to share more of what I've learned, if other people can fast track what I'm doing. So aside from the business, I think it's to really nurture those things and working on those projects. And there's a few things I've got in the pipeline, which would be, you know, massively part of that. And so that my focus is shifted slightly, that I'm, you know, part-time working on the core part of the business, and then part of my time is spent really exploring those new things. And I think there's opportunity to shape what careers, I use the term careers development quite broadly, but whether it's enterprise or supporting young people, because there's a whole load of challenges in finding work, the world of work, a divide between education and work and those kind of things, that I think there's masses of opportunity for change there, and I'd like to be a part of sort of making that happen if I could in some tiny small way. I see that as a success and a vision for the next sort of 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much, Kevin. I really enjoyed all of your answers and this interview. So thank you very much for coming on. Take care.
Cool, thank you for having me. Take care.
All right, take care.